station. In the
morning. Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
If you saw Social Network, you know Sean Parker was a bit of an eccentric character. Well, he is going all out for his upcoming wedding on June 1st to Alexandra Linas. Sources say he's sparing no expense, reportedly spending $9 million to rent out the Ventana Inn and Spa in Big Sur, hiring a landscaping company to build fake ruins, waterfalls, bridges, ponds, and a gated cottage in the forest surrounding the resort. And he hired the designer for Lord of the Rings to create the wedding party's outfit.
Number four.
RadarOnline.com reporting that Jason Segel has joined Alcoholics Anonymous. Sources say after his breakup with Michelle Williams, Jason's drinking became out of control. He found an AA group meeting in Hollywood, which he attended on March 2nd, telling the group he'd been sober for 12 days. Just goes to show how much you can trust your fellow AA group members.
Number three.
They met 10 years ago. Matt Damon, shooting his movie Stuck on You in Miami, walked into a bar and saw this cute bartender named Luciana, and they were married 2 years later. Well, Matt decided to throw Luciana the wedding of her dreams, and they did that on Saturday on the island of St. Lucia. Matt rented out the entire Sugar Beach Resort, and Jimmy Kimmel officiated.
Number two.
Ozzy Osbourne wanted to clear up the rumors that his marriage to Sharon was over. He went to his Facebook page to take full blame for the couple's separation, saying for the last year and a half, he's been drinking and taking drugs and was in a very dark place. And just to set the record straight, he says, Sharon and I are not divorcing.
Number one.
Celebrities went on Twitter to respond to the bombings in Boston yesterday. New Kids on the Block member Joey McIntyre had just finished running the Boston Marathon when the explosion happened. Joey was running the marathon for an Alzheimer's charity, and he tweeted, there was an explosion by the finish line about 5 minutes after I finished. I'm okay, but I'm sure there are many hurt. And Oprah tweeted, quoting the president, all Americans stand with the people of Boston. Indeed, we do, Mr. President. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.